We are in Beis Amid Beis. Let me get myself a box of tissues. Okay, we are in Beis Amid Beis. In the Gemara, we're going in Rabba's opinion that the reason you say before an Echtem, thank you, Hirsch. The reason you say before an Echtem is because of the Shema. In Chutz La'aretz, besides your Bavo, people did not know the halacha of Lishma. And since they did not know the halacha of Lishma, therefore, Bezin required the Shliach to say Lishma, so they know that the get was done properly. So the Gemara's Kasha is, and we're up to 5th line from the top. We did a little bit yesterday, but we'll start again. Frakti Gemara L'Rabba Zom Rishay Bekin L'Shma L'Bay Trey. Why don't you need two witnesses? Midi Da'adah Kalidish Shibatayra. Isn't Aedis two? Why in the world does one Aed now believe to tell me that it was done L'Shma? And for the Gemara Eilech Adam Bisur. Because one Aed is believed by Isser. And this is an Isser. Is it a kosher get? Is it not a kosher get? So we trust one Aed. Rashi. Meaning, not everybody shechts their own animal, separates their own truma, and cleans out the gid and chaylev. You go to a butcher store, you're trusting in ein echad. Your wife, you're trusting in ein echad. So that's the source of ein echad nem b'surim according to Rashi. In Chulin, Rashi brings a pasuk. Says you should shecht. So it's mashma there that we trust people to say that they shechted. It's a raya dechad and bisur. Taisus brings a raya from Nida, the fact that we trust the woman to say that she counted her 7 days. She's an edechad. So there's a raya that edechad and bisur. Okay. Vekti Gemara. Amos, I mean an edechad and bisur. Kinkaticha tavik shokhelu sabuk shumam the loyus chazik yisura. When do we say that an Eid Echad Nem and Bisurim, when you have a piece in front of you, and you don't know whether it's kosher fat or non-kosher fat, there's chaylev and there's shuman, there's a fat that is kosher, part of the animal that's fatty is kosher, certain fats are kosher, and they're not visibly different, right? So we believe in Eid Echad to say it's a kosher one. Why? Deloy is chazik isura. We don't know this to be a trade thing. He's not changing his status. He's saying, this is not treif. We don't know that it is, and he's saying it's not. Here, this get is going to remove an Isser Eishes Ish. This is a married lady, and this get's going to free her. That means it's going to change her status. And Eid Echad is not believed against an Ischazik. That's the way it's spoken out in yeshivas. It's an Eid Echad connected an Ischazik. An Eid Echad, to come and say something changed, is not believed. He's believed to tell us it's not Usser. But if it was Usser, and now he's telling us it became Mutter, how do you know that he's believed? Now, one second. That's Kasha number one of the Gemara. At least according to some ways of learning. Now, Shita, all the riots that we brought in Echad, Neman, Nida, all the riots we brought were all things that were usher that Eid Echad told us became mutter. An animal is usher to eat unless it checked it. The guy said, I checked it. We believe him. Tevel is tevel. You can't eat it unless somebody separates truma. The Eid Echad said, I separate truma. We believe him. Right? So we see his belief connected in Ischazik. So why is the Gemara here saying that Eid Echad is not nema connected in Ischazik? So the answer to that question is, biyadai. Anything that it was possible for him to do, then, this is the way the Rishayim explain it, he's believed to say that he did it. And Eid Echad is believed to say that he did something that he was capable of doing, even though it's connected in his chazak. Because it was biyadai. Let me try to explain. For an Eid Echad to walk in and say, this get was written l'shma, he's not saying, I wrote it l'shma. He's saying, it was written l'shma. Right? He's testifying about somebody else's actions. And he's saying that it was done l'shma, right? That was not biyadai. He did not have control over that l'shma. So there we say, an Eid Echad is not believed connected in a chazik. That's the Gemara's kasha. Whereas in a case where the person himself had the ability to change it, so then the fact that it was under his ability to change gives him a power to say that he changed the status quo. So therefore, a guy can walk in and say, I shechted the animal. He had the ability to shecht the animal. So even though he's in an echad connected to this chazak, even though he's in an echad that's going up against a thing that's been established, but since it's biyadai, the biyadai removes the chazak, meaning the fact that he had the ability to remove it tells us that the change in status is not something that an echad can't go against, since he had the ability. So therefore, what the Gemara is asking is, yes, we believe an echad connected to chazak, only when it was in his hands to change it. He had the ability to change it. We believe him that he changed it. Whereas, in a case where it wasn't, he's testifying about somebody else, that cipher wrote it Lishma. He didn't have the ability to write it Lishma. He's testifying about something that was out of his control. So he's now going up against a established fact. In an echad, it's not Neman, connected in his chazak. I'm sorry?
Why could he not have written it Lishma?
He didn't say he wrote it.
Right,
he's testifying. Not again. According to this Gemara, saying that somebody else shechted it would not be an Eid Echad, would not so be so simple that he's believed.
Okay.
It would only be believed because the guy who shechted it said he did it that way.
I
don't think so. No, I don't think so. That's how he was trying to explain the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, and the second Kasha, besides the fact, getting a woman divorced is not a regular iser. It's involved in erva, being matra and aishas ish. And you can't have less than two edim testify about davish of erva. How are we believing in ed echad to say that this is a good get? This get is going to permit a woman to get married. And this is a davish of erva, and you're relying on one aid to be matra this woman to get married. That's the Gemara's kashas. Two kashas, the way a lot of Rishonim learn it. Number one, it's connected in his chazik. And number two is that it's a davar she'erva.
When you have a piece of meat, just one piece of meat in the street, forget about it, there's no stores around there. That piece of meat, if you go after Roe, would say it is not kosher. We're saying...
I have no idea why you're talking about a street. We're not in the street now, we're in the show. What's got to do with the street? Right, there's a piece of fat here. We don't know whether it's straight fat or kosher fat. There's no iskazik on this.
Well, what do you mean, most... If you take most meat...
This has nothing to do with who shechted it. It's a kosher shechita. In an animal that shechted kosherly, if there's such a word, there is fat that is kosher, and there's fat that is treif, depending on which part of the body it came from.
Or, you mean to tell me there's as much kosher fat as non-kosher fat?
I would think there's more kosher fat than non-kosher fat, but I don't even know. Last time I was a butcher, must have been in a different gilgul. I don't know.
I thought Rebbe's father was a butcher.
No, he did do chickens. He never did meat, so I can't tell you either.
What I'm saying is that let's just say...
Again, you're asking me a question to simplify it. Isn't there a right one way or the other?
Yes.
That's what you want to know.
Right.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer. I would assume there might not be a right one way or the other. I don't know.
I
don't know.
It can't be equal.
I have no idea. I have no idea what goes on. I don't have an answer to your question.
Also, the thing about... what do you even respond to that for? We just said you need two Adam, right?
And the answer to Eidechot Nama Bisurim. We answered the question of two Adam. We said Eidechot Nama Bisurim.
But then we have this thing about...
So we have two questions on that. So we have two questions. One, it's a Chazik. Two, it's a Davar she'erva. Two separate questions.
Even if we answer one rather than the other one?
That's what we're saying. Correct. You have to answer both. In one swoop, you have to answer both. Correct. The Gemara many times asked multiple questions or something.
I didn't, okay.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, This piece of fat does not have a ischazik. It was never, we don't know it to have been usher. It's when we tabel b'shchita lo yaminim lo, we don't learn that from tabel b'shchita because yaminim be yavamas. The hasam b'yadel l'saknan. There, it's in his hand to fix it. L'fichach nemed lohar aleh. Ein davar shabarimah roi la'atzirah l'pachas mishnayim. Yadav davar davar mimamah. We learn like zeru shabim mamamah. Tziv ha'ochach yimotzah ba'ervas davar. It says by erva, the word ervas davar. Tziv hasam ha'pishnayim edim yokim davar. B'msech t'saita, that's the source. The davar shabarimah needs two edim. Now, over here, the Achrayim have a kasha. And this goes back to a machloikus in Masechtas Yevamos. We had a question, can an Eid Echad come in and say, the Gemara says, an Eid Echad can come in and say, this is Reuven's brother. And then Reuven dies, and we know he has a brother, because an Eid Echad told us that Shimon is Reuven's brother. The Gemara said that that's good enough. According to one Mandiyamar, it's Machlekes, is what Mandiyamar says, that's enough of an identification. Even though we are now going to be Matzer Shimon to do Yibum, which is a question of Erva, Eishes Ach, marrying a brother's wife, but we know he's a brother. How do we know he's a brother? It was established by an Eid Echad. We do that elsewhere as well. Forget Yevamos, I can even do it elsewhere. Reuven comes in and points, I'm sorry, we don't like Reuven anymore. Dan comes in and says, this is a piece of chelov. Everybody should know, this is chelov. He's Neman. Then comes along Shimon, and he eats the chelov in front of two Edom, who warn him, don't eat this piece, it's chelov. And he eats it. He gets Malkus. Why does he get Malkus? It's based on Eid Echad. The only way we know it's chelov is from an Eid Echad. And yet we're giving this guy Malkus. One Eid can't give a guy Malkus.
Without any
aid, what? How could you give him Malkus? You don't know it's Chalev. Suffolk. Suffolk doesn't get Malkus.
He's taking it from Suffolk to Abana.
Again, the Eid Echad told us it's Chalev. The guy went and ate it. Two worried to warn him. Do not eat that, it's Chalev. They don't know. They're relying on the Eid Echad who said it's Chalev. And now we give the guy Malkus. State in Rambam that he gets Malkus because the Eid Echad established the fact. And once that's an established fact, what happens afterwards is not considered going back to the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad told us this is Chalev. It's Chalev. We believed him. Done. Over and done with. We now have a piece of Chalev. I don't care how you found out. If the Torah believed the Eid Echad to say it's Chalev, the Torah believed him. So now we know this is Chalev. Comes along Shimon and eats it. He's eating Vadai Chalev. We don't say, well, we can't give him Malkus because it's only one Eid. He ate in front of two Edom. We don't know it's Chalev only because of one Eid. That was established, nothing to do with the Malkus. When Eid Echad told us it was Chalev, it wasn't because Shimon was eating it. He told us a fact, Rabbi Tzai, don't eat this, it's Chalev. This is treif, don't eat it. Later on, it's Negeya Malkus. So the halacha is, we believe the Eid Echad, and then what's later on, is not, it doesn't, we don't take it back and say, well, it's all built on an Eid Echad. We don't do that. So we hear, this Eid comes in and says it's a kosher again. He's not divorcing her. Now, he's telling Bezen, this is a kosher get. That's not Erva. That's Isser. This is a kosher get. Now, because it's a kosher get, a divorce will happen. It's a second step. So Frank in the Sivas, he has a safer on getting called Tyrus getting. Frank the Tyrus getting. Why don't we believe this? What does Gemara mean?
This comes about
Basacha. So the one answer can be it comes from Basacha, but that depends on the Machlokes and the Yevamos. If Eid Echad comes and says Shimon is the brother. And he comes after Don died, and Eid Echad comes and says Shimon is a brother. Do we believe him then, or do we say now it's Negeya Yibum and we don't believe him? It's a Machlekes. Why isn't this Gemara Raya? Because this Gemara seems to say that we can't trust him. It's a Davar Sheberva. This is the Kasha that Achrayim ask. So they want to answer, and this is a big Yisayid in Achrayim. That creating a get is a davar sheberva. It's not only the act of divorce is a davar she'erva. Creating a kosher get is a davar she'erva. And therefore, saying this is a kosher get is not just a prelude. It is establishing something of a davar she'erva. And they bring raya's to that. That it's not just the act of divorce that's a davar she'erva. Creating the kosher get is called the davar she'erva as well. It's a big chiddush, but that's what they want to say. I just decided to mention it. We can move on.
What if he gives the get to the lady not in front of
me? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
He gives the get to the lady not in front of me.
So that means he didn't say before an echo, before an echo.
Well, it
doesn't mean anything without a bet. Meaningless. And later on today, we'll discuss the consequences of that. Zog the Gemara Vayishu. And for the Gemara, this is the answer. Roiv b'kiyam hei. Most people in Chutz La'aretz know about Lishma. Now, if you were a mayor, the Chayish L'miyuta, and even according to a mayor, it's always worried, what? We said, we didn't say Roiv. We said people in Chutz La'aretz aren't aware of Lishma. Did we say a percentage? By me not explaining it yesterday, the assumption was most people in Chutz La'aretz. Right? The Gemara now is telling you, no. Roy people in Chutz La'aretz know Lishma. Now, Philip remarried the Chayish from Utah, and even according to a mayor that's worried about the minority, which we had in Sefta Sivamas, Sam Sifra the Dietni Migmigamiri. Most scribes know Lishma. And Gittin are usually written by scribes. Again, Avram Cohen asked this question yesterday. You mean to tell me that scribes don't know the halacha of Lishma? And I answered him that not all Gittin are written by scribes. The Gemara is saying, Lamaisa, most Gittin are written by scribes, and the scribes overwhelmingly know the halacha of Lishma. And even regular Yassels in Chutz La'aretz, a majority of them know the halacha of Lishma. So it's a miuta de miuta. This is a miut of a miut. Meaning it's not a regular minority. It's a very small minority. And therefore, Rabbanon Huda Atzrach, it's a Chumra de Rabbanon. Biblically speaking, we are not worried about Lishma. There's an overwhelming majority that this get was written Lishma. If a Sefer wrote it, overwhelming majority of Sefer know Lishma. If a commoner wrote it, he probably knows Lishma too. Majority of them know Lishma also. Put it all together, you get an overwhelming majority.
Kind of like a
therefore, it's a takana d'rabbanon. Takana d'rabbanon. V'hacham ha'shemiguna ikila b'rabbanon. The Rabbanon decided, we're worried about Lishma, but we're going to be mako and rely on the shliach. So there's a two-step process here, which the Gemara is going to jump on right away. Number one is, really, Lishma is not a concern biblically. But it's a rabbinic concern. The Rabbanon decided to be worried about it. And once they worried about it, they said, but we can't mess a woman up. Here's a woman that lives in Haifa, and the guest's coming from Cairo. And now, how are we gonna, if we're worried about Lishma, what are we going to do about it?
It's not according to me, we don't worry about it.
Biblically, you're not worried. But the Rabbanon, we're worried about Lishma. Again,
not to worry about it, right?
Again, biblically.
What was the thing in Yevamos over there? When we learned Yevamos last, I don't remember, but there was this muted or mayor, whatever.
Biblically speaking, even the mayor agrees you don't worry about a muta, the muta.
Yeah, what was the shame? What was the thing with the?
It doesn't make a difference here now.
No, what I'm trying to say is that.
But Rabbanon made a takana.
They did then also?
No, here. Only here. And not only according to a mayor. Even according to the Chachamim, the Yigobas arrived, and they don't care about Miut at all. Here, they went and made a takana. They're worried about Lishma.
So, therefore.
We have to take care of the rabbinic problem that we created.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted myself. I'm sorry. And how are we going to do that? We're going to let
the shliach tell us it's Lishma. Correct. I'm sorry.
But we're all, I thought we weren't worried about Miut.
Biblically, we don't worry about Miut. And in a lot of cases, even rabbinically, we don't worry about miyut.
Here,
we're worried about miyut. And the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why? But we didn't get there yet. The Gemara is not going to ask it that way, but it's going to come out with the answer of why.
Is it already standardized at that point?
I don't know what you mean by standardized.
The Lashon with the Tofen with the
text. Yeah, the Mishnayos and the Ninth Perek talk about the Lashon and the Get, pretty much standardized.
No, it couldn't just make up.
I mean, it's not so simple, because if you do, it might work biblically anyway. But again, it's not a Get at this point yet. Let's say it is a standardized Get. Doesn't mean anything. Let's say it is a standardized. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. I want a paskin for you that a non-standardized Get is not good. We'll have to see what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev.
Termiguna is even for a man who she knows that
her husband's
the line.
But yeah, but it doesn't help us any.
She's
we call Niguna any woman that her husband refuses to give her a get.
It's also
yeah, when we have people like Sirikowski who go around to make persuade people to give gittin, right? He's being matrigunas. He's doing an unreal thing. He's making women who are bound and can't get married and don't have a real husband. I mean, they do halakhically, but that's it. And he's getting the
money. He's right there.
I know he's right there.
Let's bring him in.
No, we don't have to bring him in. Sakti Gemara. Stam zivri de daini migmig miri. Rabbanan hu da asrach. Vahochem. Shemiguna kilu be rabbanan. So, let's do Rashi. Zok Rashi. Roiv Yisrael bekiin heim vein luchashtan. No reason to accuse them. Afilu remer de chayish lemiuta. Gabi kotnu ktana. Ah, what's the source that he chayish lemiuta? By cutting ktana in chotnu vilem yamin. Cutting shema yimtza sris, tana shema timtza islandus. A cutting might be a sris. What? It's okay. Tana, because it might be an islandus. Mimsechtas yivamas. Sam sifri de daini sifri de yanim shirigilim lichtim koshtari gittin. They write the gittin, usually. Big migmiri de gatisha by lishma. Rabbanu hu dai tshukhu lamekas de milsa. Why? Why are the Rabbanu worried? Shem de ikida ashkuch kosavayman. Because some people find a written get with the names of them and their wives. Don married Sarah, and somebody finds a get that says Don is divorcing Sarah. He says, great, I can use this get. Wasn't written for him. It wasn't written for his wife. And he'll use it. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about the get that was written and not used, thrown it away. Somebody finds it, says, hey, my name, my wife's name. I don't have to pay a cipher for a get. I got one ready right here. That's what we're worried about. Because Nichtav Echad L'Shem B'nei Iroi, Sheshmaiki Shmaiki Shmaiki Shma. That has the same name, and she has the same name, but Nimlech M'Legaris, the guy changed his mind. Threw it away. This guy's walking by, he sees a freshly written get. Hey, my name, my wife's name, we're good to go. Zakti Gemara, Meshimi Guna, Ikilu Ba, Lehemne L'Shliach, Tibri L'Shliach. Frek the Gemara. Hai Kulahu, Chumro. You're making things worse. Because what happens is, here comes the shliach, and he tells us, we're worried. What are we worried about? That it wasn't written lishma. Why are we worried? Because there's a minority, a very small minority, of getting that weren't written by a cipher, and written by somebody that doesn't know lishma, or was found by somebody who's happy to save himself the $10 or the $150 that it costs to pay a cipher. It costs more than that. But whatever it costs, he wants to save money. He found a get. It's all good to go. So therefore, we need b'vanei nechtam, b'vanei nechtam. But listen to what happens. In comes the shliach. He turns to Bez and he says, b'vanei nechtam, b'vanei nechtam. Bez says to him, l'shma? Yes, l'shma. Good.
Right.
What?
Right.
He didn't lie. A guy, that's why we need b'vanei nechtam, b'vanei nechtam. So now, he walks in. And he tells us, you should know, this is not a found get. I watched it being written and signed. And we say to him, Lishma? He says, Lishma, no problem. Great. Lady, it's yours, you can get married. 6 months later, in walks the husband, says, I found this get and I sent it. It wasn't Lishma. Makish ate what the Eid Echad said. So now, because we didn't have two Edim on the Lishma, we got a problem on our hands. We got a problem on our hands.
That they believe in like two Edim.
We'll get to that in a second.
I didn't follow. What happened?
Shliach walks in. Good man, nice man. He has a beard. Might even have payas. And he walks in, and he walks to Bezin, and he says to the Bezin, Befanai nechtam, Befanai nechtam. Bezin says, Lishma, Lishma. Give it to the lady. He's the shliach. He hands it to the lady. Bezin watches. You're megareshes. And everybody wishes her mazel tov. By the way, they wish by a get. They wish the woman mazel tov. She can get married now. Not the cut. No, it's not.
If he dies, she'd marry anybody.
Yeah, again, it's a get here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Now, she gets married. 3 months later, she gets married. 3 months after that, in walks the husband. He says, why are you married? She said, you gave a get. He said, oh, that was a found get. It was not written in the Shema. What do we do? If we had two Edom that said you needed that it was Lishma, so when the husband comes in 6 months later, we'd say to the husband, bye-bye. You're going against two Edom. But we don't have two Edom. All we have is one Ed. And he's coming and going against that one Ed. So
but
now we can't,
we
what are we
going to
do?
But didn't we say that the first day that comes in has more nemanos?
That was Baruch Meisner's question. When we believe in Edekah, don't we give him the nemanos of two? Okay. So therefore, Taisa says, that ain't no chinami. We wouldn't believe the husband. But the poor lady is going to be walking around with a laws on her get. The community is going to be talking here. The guy came and said it wasn't Lishma. It wasn't Lishma. She's living in sin. Now, she's not living in sin, but who's going to tell her that?
We see in the Mishnah, you go look at the Fatima. So this is the Ar, Iror. Somebody's going to Ar.
That's if that he was forged.
So he's saying what?
Saying it wasn't written Lishma.
Oh. The Edom are going to say, yeah, I wrote it. But maybe they'll say, not for him, I wrote it.
They don't know who they signed it for. They recognize him now, six years later. It's three, it's six. Do they? What if they don't recognize him? They have to recognize the guy?
I would think they would have to say, I did a Lishma for this and this person. Yeah,
for Yitzhak Ben Shimon. Exactly. How do they know?
The same guy that they wrote it for.
Maybe they do know that, maybe they don't know that. First of all, second of all, we're involved in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, the time of Yitzhak Ben Shimon. You said that somebody that knows that signature.
Right.
Yeah,
that was written Lishma. That's what he claims. He said, I saw this cipher, write it, and sign it Lishma. Makes no difference. Well, he's saying, obviously, it was written for this man and lady. That's what Lishma means. He's saying, I heard Yosef and Shimon say to the cipher, write me a get for my wife, Sarah Basleya. And the cipher sat down and said, I am writing a get, l'shem, Yosef ben Shimon, to divorce Sarah Basleya. And the Edom came and said, we are signing the get for the get of Yosef ben Shimon divorcing Sarah Basleya. And this shliach comes and tells us, this is what happened. And now the husband comes in 6 months later, and he looks at the guy and says, the guy, it's not true, it's not what happened.
Could it be that the mistake would happen during the shlicha? During the shlicha?
Oh.
He gave it to the wrong one.
Again, I'm telling you the story of the Gemara, what the Gemara is worried about. So by only requiring the shliach, we're really undermining the woman. Now, Taisa says, didn't we learn in Masechtas Yevamos countless times that when one aide comes in, he's believed by two, and then if another aide comes in to contradict him, we ignore him? So Taisa's answer is, you're right, we wouldn't really believe the husband, but it's enough to mess up this woman, really, because people are going to be wagging their tongues about her. No, we didn't, because it was about marriage there. And we had no way to, he said, listen, the woman did her own private investigation. She does what she wants.
Are we not worried about what
you want to talk about Tu'edim? No, because Tu'edim is the highest form of verification that we have.
I'm saying, so there we had no other laws were not, again, here was the result.
Again, we wanted to be matur, a woman, to get remarried there. So we relied on her investigation together with the Eid Echad. Somebody might come in later and they'll wag their tongues. Well, she's willing to take that chance.
Well, she ain't
here, she's not doing an investigation. There's a get.
Get mochiach, yeah.
Again, and now he's coming and saying that the get wasn't written Lishma. So people are going to start talking. That's how Tysus learns. Rashi learns, and this is the way that Rishayim Nachmanim explained Rashi, that even though when Ein Echad comes in and says something we believe in like two, the husband himself can contradict him. An other aid, we would say, you don't know what you're talking about. The first aid is stronger. But the husband himself can contradict one aid. And let's look at Rashi. Dr. Rashi, hi kulu. Let me read the Gemara first. Hi kulu. This is a kulu chumru. He machukasli tray if he would require to aid him. But yossi baumaru basalai. He wouldn't be able to come and pasul the get. Chad, yossi baumaru basalai. Dr. Rashi. A question mark. He can't argue. It'll be one against one. Didn't we say Masechta Yevamos and in Saita and other places that when you have one aid that comes in and says we believe him like two, and then the next aid is not believed? Dr. Bnei Shua, husband's different.
He's not able to get back with his wife anymore. I'm just telling you what they say in Rashi.
He would not be believed, but he'd make trouble for us. Why don't we ask for two Adam? To avoid this issue. That's what Rashi said. That's what Tyson's going to think about.
Why don't we say we don't take testimony from a person like a Tara that is...
Again, I'm not going to argue in your question. The answer is the husband's more believed because he would know best. In all the cases you're bringing me, there's no reason to say they would know best. Here's the husband saying, listen, I'm the husband. I know whether I told the guy to write the get for my wife or not. He knows best. In all the cases that you're bringing me, there's no reason to say they know best.
And he's also saying that I purposely messed up my
wife. No, I didn't know the halacha.
Commonly you could say, I was bullied into doing it.
But now he knows it?
He heard about it. He went to Shear and he heard about it. He says, oh no, and he runs there to Rome. And he says, Rabbi, what am I going to do now? That's how they learn to answer Rashi. That the husband is more believed than a regular Eid Echad. He knows best. At least enough to create doubt. That's how Rashi learns. So again, that's the problem. So let's not rely on Eid Echad. That's the Gemara's kasha. We're not at the Maskana yet. We're asking a question. And for the Gemara.
He's only testifying that he saw the get thing written.
Lishma.
He does not know who the husband is.
He hears the name.
He's not asking for identification. So he delivers the gift, and they find out there's two Sora Basleya that the guy is married later.
I think you give the wrong answer.
Yeah, that's good. It's a very good point. I think he's saying a very nice thing. He has to know who the people
that's
are.
That's not what's coming again.
Very good.
Thank you. In a second, I'm glad you agreed to the question. You know what I mean? It makes me feel warm and fuzzy all over. Now, the answer to the question is, we have to listen to what the Gemara is talking about, not what we want the Gemara to say. The Gemara is saying that the husband came in and said it wasn't written Lishma. Rashi learns it means he says, I found the get written and I sent it with the Shliach. Either Shliach says he watched it being written, he's a liar. Because he's trying to be honest, maybe. Because he talking this time the get that wasn't Lishma. You're approaching it that the shliach is right and the husband's a scoundrel. The husband is Roshiva. He's a Rav. Anyone would have known the halacha. The husband is a guy who loves to keep halacha, didn't know the halacha. And he's doing tshuva now. We're assuming, walking into this Gemara, that husbands are terrible people. Husbands are terrible people, and everybody else is great. That's how you're approaching it.
So he's saying that this shliach is a liar.
That's what usually happens when two Adam lie, argue with each other.
Is not the husband is.
But he knows best.
Right, but then the shliach has no reason to lie.
He has no reason to lie either. Why wouldn't he want to mess her up? We're not accusing husbands of wanting to mess up their ex-wife. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That Rashi learns that a husband knows best, and therefore he's believed against an Eid Echad. He knows best. He knows whether he authorized it or not, more than anybody else. And for the Gemara, even the Amamar, they have to give me a minute to explain the Gemara's answer before everybody jumps all over me. Even the Amamar, since the Gemara is going to say later on, the Master said, that they come and nice in the law. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Karam, Rabbi Zay Beis, Karam, Rabbi Zay Gimel. Mikara made a diag, we ask the Lord, we announce it. Now, look here, that the Shliach has to give the get to the woman and say upon her neck in front of a bed, either two or three, and why two or three, we'll talk about later, in Dafe. That means he knows he's walking into Bezin, and he's saying something in front of Bezin. Anybody who walks into Bezin and knows that Bezin is listening to every word he says, is going to be extra careful not to lie. And therefore, Rashi says, probably the husband's not going to come and argue when it's not going to come and tie up. Because if he wants to keep her as his wife, he knows that the Shliach said it in front of a Bezin, and Bezin's going to give a lot of weight to what the Shliach said, because it has to be done in Bezin, as opposed to other eight echads that don't go to Bezin. They just tell somebody, this is chaylov, this is not chaylov, this is that. Here it has to be done in front of a Bezin. Doing it in front of a Bezin gives it a lot of credibility. Anybody that's willing to come and tell Bezin something is obviously being very careful. And therefore the husband thinks twice if he's going to lie. And even if he comes in kindness, we say to him, listen, this shliach had nothing to gain by lying. And he was careful, he came to a Bezin. So therefore we give him more than you, and we won't listen to the husband. And according to Tzitzis, people will dismiss it. They'll say, listen, the shliach came in front of Bezin. He put himself in front of Bezin. He would have been so careful, and therefore they're not even going to have a loss. Dr. Rashi, let's read the Gemara again, and then do the Rashi. Even though my mind they come and nice, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Karam, Rabbi Zay Beis, Karam, Rabbi Zay Gimel, Mikar, Dayak, Mezik, Dayak, he's careful. But the Yatsi, Leruya, Namshi, he won't come to make himself look bad. Dr. Rashi, when they come and nice, the Shliach, Zel, Ishtai, the Shliach gives it to the wife, Omer, Bethnaim, Bethan, Nech, Bethan, Ishtai, I'm going three, two or three. Mikar, Mezik, Dayak, Ashliach, he's very careful, should be Kabul, Yadabal. Rashi adds a thing. We are day, but Shirasa, Megarsha. The Shliach makes sure that the husband knows what he's doing. Are you sure you want to divorce your wife? You're asking me to give it to her? I'm not going to do it if you're willfully watching whether you want to wife, you divorce your wife. I'm not interested in going and getting involved in things. And he makes sure that the husband wants it, believe me, all right. And he probably is not going to come and tie him. V'inami, Eirer, ain't an Emman. And even if he does come to tightness, we dismiss him. The Vadai Dok B'milsa Shaper, he's for sure careful before he testifies, and therefore this Ein Echad gets enough belief that even a husband can't come and tie against.
This Ein Echad, he's saying by the Nechad that the Baal was there.
Well, the Baal had to tell the cipher to write the get. If not, it can't work.
The Baal had to tell the cipher, but when the Ein is seeing this.
No, but, okay, let me step back. You might be right, the Baal might not be there. But the Baal hands him the get and says, take it to my wife.
This is after...
After it's written and signed.
It's written and signed.
Now he has to go deliver it. Who has to... Somebody has to make him an agent to deliver it.
Right.
The only one that can do that is the husband.
He's going to ask the Baal, are you sure you want this done?
Are you sure you want me to go?
And he's giving him a get that...
What?
Give him a get that he found.
Well, again, the Shliach is saying, I watched it being written and signed. That means it wasn't found. The husband's coming in claiming that he gave the Shliach a get that he found. Shliach told us he watched it being written.
Why would he do that?
I lost you.
Why would he
send
that to his wife?
He's
my
Shliach. He saved $200. Cypher charges money for writing a get. It's not free.
$500 just not even care. No, but I mean, it's a very close. But I mean, if the guy was type of lying, I mean, it's like the husband saying he's lying to his neighbor. We're saying that they wouldn't do that. Edah would not do that. He would not agree to take.
Yet all combined, that this is only rabbinic. Maybe somebody didn't know Lishma. Right, because most people do. The whole thing is rabbinic to begin with. We need a woman to be able to get married, so we'll believe the Eid Echad, even though somebody might come in and claim otherwise. The fact that he's testifying in front of Bezen gives him the leg up, and we don't have anything to worry about. That's what the Gemara is saying, taking the whole Teretz together. If it would be biblical, this would not work.
So if everybody was honest, it was an honest mistake. The guy would come to Bezen and say,
was
written the Shema? I don't know. Then
they
would throw it out.
Exactly. If the Shliach didn't see it being written and signed,
wouldn't say
it. He wouldn't say it. Why would he want to do a thing like that?
Obviously.
Only in front of Bezen. I spoke to that yesterday. And then the second shliach would have to say I was appointed by Bezen, who checked out Mephanei Nechtem of the first shliach.
This would be a second base. Then.
Right.
It has to be where the lady lives. They do it backwards.
Right. That's what they do today. Gets written in Cleveland and it's being FedExed to Miami.
That's the money, though.
Again, but how do we know that that just says that this is the get?
You mean that the money are not enough?
That just identified that this is the same get that was written.
Yes.
How do you know it was Lishma?
I thought the money also.
How does the Simonim tell you Lishma? To make a prick?
Because it's the base then who's doing the Simonim.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Who says that bad gets written in Bezen? Even today, it's not written in Bezen.
That's what I jumped to the conclusion.
Gets not written in Bezen.
I thought that Bezen was doing the Simonim and they sent it.
The Rav does the Simonim and he sends it.
I meant the Rav.
The Rav's not a Bezen. He's one.
Yeah, you're right. But the Rav.
Now, what we do is we have a Bezen. And the husband appoints somebody to be the agent to take it to Miami. And he tells the Bezen, I saw it written and signed Lishma. And Bezen takes it, calls up the Bezen in Miami. Now, doesn't even do that. And then Bezen FedExes it, and they appoint somebody in Miami to be the Shliach.
Is there Simonim on this kit or not?
That's just identify that it's the same paper. It doesn't tell us it was written Lishma.
Okay, so the Rav Balget, or Rav Amasa, whatever it's called, he's making the simonim.
Right.
He's recognized by the next base then.
Correct.
So his simonim, I'm not telling him that it was written Lishma.
How do you know it was written Lishma?
Because they're momming to that rug.
Chazal said, and he gets delivered from somewhere else, he's Mephanei Nechtem, Mephanei Nechtem. That was the Takana.
So what does that do with FedEx?
Hold a second. This is what happens. You can ask your questions afterwards. Rabbi Grumman Zechariah Racha wrote a get, and it was being sent to a woman in Miami. The get delivered to a person in Miami who's going to be the shliach to give it to the woman. It has to be a shliach. It can't be given by
delivered by
the shliach appointed by Rabbi Grumman. Not by Rabbi Grumman, in fact, by somebody else, but we'll see in a minute. You haven't let me finish. That's why I said, please let me finish.
I just want to understand the story.
Again, a get has to be given to a woman by her husband or an agent appointed by her husband or an agent appointed by the agent. But there has to be agency. Without agency, a get cannot be given to a woman. So now, a husband lives in Cleveland. He's divorcing his wife who's in Miami. He doesn't want to go to Miami and she doesn't want to come to Cleveland. So they write the get in Cleveland. And one of the people there becomes the agent appointed by the husband to deliver the get. He's not going to Miami. But the one who delivers it to the woman has to say, Mephanei Nechtem, Mephanei Nechtem. That's the takana Rabbanan made. And he's not going to Miami, so how is he going to be able to tell the woman?
He's not going to Miami?
The shliach's not going to Miami. So the shliach goes in front of a Bezen, who's right there, and says to Bezen, Mephanei Nechtem, I watched this get written and signed Lishma. Bezen signs a paper saying they heard that this guy told us, b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem, l'shma. We heard the agent say, b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. The shliach appoints someone in Miami to be the second agent. Bazin appoints him, I should say. That person doesn't have to say, b'fanei nechtem, because he can say, I'm a shliach of a Bazin. And therefore, Bazin heard, b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. Now, the get has to get to Miami. How does it get there? He sends it by FedEx. How do you know it's the same piece of paper that arrives? So that, the Simonim tell us. This is the get that was sent from Cleveland. We don't need B'fanei Nechtem because it was sent already to the Bezin in Cleveland, who now authorizes somebody to be the Shliach, who's going to give it over in front of another Bezin and say, Shliach Bezin Ani. I am a Shliach of the first Bezin, which the husband authorized to make a second Shliach. And therefore, that person doesn't have to say B'fanei Nechtem because it was done already.
First Shliach has to tell the husband.
Has to tell the Bezin.
Has to tell the faith that I'm not going to be able to deliver all
the Well, it's obviously that the guy in Cleveland's not interested in going to Miami.
Okay, so what I really was asking was, can the first Shliach, somewhere along the way he got sick, he was planning to go.
Yes, this is against the Gemara. He was going to Miami, and he got sick in Charlottesville, North Carolina. So he has to go to a Bezin in Charlottesville. Say b'fanei nechtem,
and that'll be enough.
And then Bezin will appoint a second shliach, who will say shliach Bezin ani. And the husband has to authorize that this could happen.
He authorizes ahead of time.
Ahead of time, you can make one shliach and many shluchim, whatever is necessary.
Is that usually a component of what's based in the,
yes.
The original?
Yes.
If the first shliach not leaving Cleveland at all, why do we have the first shliach? Why
doesn't
the husband just come to Bezin and say?
He's not believed to say
b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem.
The shliach has to say it.
But what, if husband gives his way to get with no shliach,
then we're not afraid he's going to come in Taina. This is all done because he might show up later in Taina.
If he's the one giving the
gift,
we're not worried he's
going to pay
him. If he gives it in Bezin, and then Bezin sends the shliach, why do we need a...
Let's step back. Once the takana was made, we stick to the takana. The takana was, any get done through shlichus needs b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem.
Unless it's a shliach
Bezin. Right.
So I'm saying, what, if the only shlichus involved is shlichus
Bezin, then why... Yeah, but somebody has to make a shlichus in order for a person to say shliach bezin ani.
The husband can't tell bezin, I want this delivered. You worry about the shliach.
He points to shliach, who then tells bezin b'fanei nechtem, and bezin takes it over.
Basin, can they send? Stop making a shliach. Can they send it?
No.
Another basin. They have to make a shliach. Has to be a shliach involved.
Somebody has to deliver to get. That's an agent of the husband.
So in other words, just repeating myself, I'm sorry. The Beis Din cannot just take the get, send it by FedEx to another Beis Din.
Well, they do that, and then they appoint a shliach.
There has to be a shliach.
They tell the Beis Din in Miami, tells the Beis Din in Cleveland, appoint Pliny as your shliach. Because the Beis Din in Cleveland doesn't know people in Miami.
Because it can't be delivered without a shliach on behalf of the
husband. Exactly.
Delivered to the lady. It has to be delivered to the lady.
By an agent of the husband. I was here once. I was part of the Bezin of the receiving city. Rabbi Hirschfeld received the get from a different city. The get came with Simonim. Rabbi Grumer was here. It was Rabbi Hirschfeld Mechaim. We had Rabbi Hirschfeld there because he wasn't relying on himself anymore to do it by himself. So Rabbi Grumer was there, and Rabbi Hirschfeld was there. And Rabbi Grumer went through it, checked the Simonim. And I was one of the Bezin to watch the Mesiris HaGet. And the one who gave it over to the lady said, Shliach Bezin Ani. And the husband had made stipulations, not in the get, we don't allow it to not in the get, that she has to give back the jewelry of the, that he, she received during the wedding. He wants it back. So he sent a list of jewelry, and before they gave it to the Shliach to do his thing, they had a list that they checked off that it was all delivered and handed to Rabbi Hirschfeld or Rabbi Grumer, I forgot who, and all the jewelry was handed over, and then the get was given to the shliach because in his appointment, he said he wants to give the get, but he wants his money back. I guess thousands of dollars of jewelry. The ring and the bracelet and the watch and the thing and the thing and the thing. He wants it back. The minhag is also that the husband sends the shas back without masechtas getting. That's the minhag in some places. I don't know what the source is. He got a shas for his chasna.
To send a shulah shas, $500 shipping.
Have a wonderful